Hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Those who are listening now or those who are going to be here later listening in. And I'm super excited because I have a really good friend of mine on the phone, and she and I have been working together for a few months. And she's going through a spiritual awakening. And you guys have heard her ask a couple times before. And she's a great traveler, so she's been keeping quite busy. But she's gone through some things and wants to share with us about what's the next step in your spiritual awakening, Noelle, and welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, thanks for having me. Well, I think one of the biggest challenges I've recently come up against, and I mean, not that I haven't come up against this before many times, but it was really prevalent in the last 3 weeks, is letting go. And, you know, letting go is one of those things that it's an oxymoron, because the more you know you need to let go, the harder it is to let go. ironically, through not only my own spiritual awakening, but through also kind of helping my mom through some grief right now, I have some tools that I'm using, and if I think of them in a very succinct way, it really helps me get focused on centering myself. And I don't know, it might be able to help other people as well going through their challenges.
Cool. Good. Well, share with us. I know that you talked to us about it.
Okay.
I know it's... can I share with the mirror, though? Because you said the mirror is like...
Sure.
I think that's really how you got it.
Yeah. Yeah, that is how I got it. It's completely how I got it. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So you did the mirror. So you see, you were able to see things about yourself by looking at other people that were close to you, correct? Like, can you explain that a little bit and then go into the tools?
Yeah. Okay. So I had two very specific experiences recently with that, where I feel like I was in a conversation with somebody about challenges I'm having in my life. And although they weren't talking about their life specifically, the things they were saying to me, I know, was sort of a mirror and a reflection of them as well. So one of the conversations was about me facing something head on that I that I needed to stop running from. So that was one of the conversations. And then the second one is the one I just kind of brought up, because it's kind of been the one that's been more central in terms of giving me tools to help me let go of some things in my life, challenges, and surrender.
Okay. That's a hard one, too, by the way. So you said you would give us three tools, right, to help us with that. So,
yeah. And it's all stuff that people know, but when I think of it the way my mind works in a logical order, it really helps me. So number one, gratitude. No matter how hard your day is, no matter how awful it is, there's always something we can be grateful for, always. And just being grateful makes you feel better. So whether you had a good night's sleep, you had a comfy bed, you know, you woke up on time, anything, the nice warm shower you took, anything, you can always find something to be grateful for. Even if your world has come crashing down and you're on your knees and it feels like you have nothing, there's always something you can be grateful for. And it will lighten you. It really does. It lightens you. And if you have to say gratitude, you know, 1,000 times a day for different things, or write it down, or do it in the morning when you wake up or before you go to bed at night, that's each individual's journey. The second thing when I'm having a really hard time is breaking it down to taking things one day at a time. And if I can't take things one day at a time, and Tari, you've kind of been through this with me the last few weeks, bring it to 1 hour at a time. And if you can't get through 1 hour at a time, one moment at a time. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is each person needs to figure out how they can get through the day through finding healthy support. So that might be exercise for people. It might be calling a family or a friend. It might be writing, journaling. It might be reading something that's uplifting and motivating about, in this case, I'm specifically talking about grief. Maybe you talk to a counselor, or maybe you need to take a nap. Maybe you need to honor your body, take a bath, a massage, whatever works for you. But it's breaking so that the day, the month, the year isn't so overwhelming. And again, if the day is too overwhelming, you break it down into, let me just get through this hour. Maybe you watch a TV show for an hour to distract you. I mean, sometimes you need a distraction. And then if you can't do that, break it down in one moment in a time. And if you're having a hard time with the moment, that leads me to my third thing, which is God. Connect with God, however that is for you, whatever term you want to use, universe, spirit, Allah, whatever. And that might be talking to angels. It might be prayer on your knees. Everybody's version of prayer might be different. It might be reading a verse from the Bible. It might be going to church. It may be going to a synagogue. It may be walking in nature. But I think those three things, gratitude one day at a time and connecting to God, can really help people, individuals, at least it's helping me get through my challenging times and this challenges I'm having with the spiritual awakening, because the spiritual awakening is not always fun, let me tell you that.
So true, isn't it? Like, am I going crazy?
Yes,
a little bit, right? That's what I say to myself, right? Wow.
Yeah.
You know,
and can I circle back to something
you.
I mentioned?
Sure,
can I circle back
please,
to something
please,
I mentioned
please,
on another
yeah,
show?
Sure.
The third thing I mentioned was God. And one of the things I mentioned on one of the other shows was that as you are present, God is present. And so, again, it's all connected. Gratitude's connected one day at a time, one hour at a time, one moment at a time. It's all connected. And then God. So when you are present, when you are in the moment, guess who's there? God is there. And so, again, yeah. So there you go.
Well, that's wonderful. I like that. So I'm going to share this with you.
Sure.
You know, I have had an awakening, going through awakening myself, and I believe that everything that we think of somebody, we ourselves have experienced on some level, and that's what you're saying, like with the mirror, right? You're looking at that person or those people or that situation, and it's mirroring something back to you that's within you, correct? Maybe it's a wound,
mm-hmm.
maybe it's a joy. Maybe it's whatever it is. It's not only bad, or not only challenging, but can be good as well. So my dad and I have had a real awakening with him where it's not so much about being mad at him. I've done that. I've done it all. But it's like, wait a minute, let me look at myself. And so then I'm looking at my daughter and her dad. And they have a very mm-hmm. similar relationship that I had with my own. So that is a, you know, she'll change it when she's ready. Because I, you know, and it'll get better
right.
when she's ready, right? Or maybe it
right.
doesn't need to get better. I feel it does. But that's me,
right.
You know, observing. So have you had those aha moments? Because that's what you're talking about, right? An aha moment, you know. So it's
mm-hmm.
like that you're doing for yourself. Wow. And then
mm-hmm.
you came out with those three tools that you're using. And do you ever get frustrated or angry or pissed off or anything? And that's okay to be that way. I do.
Yeah. Yesterday, I was very angry.
Yeah.
Very angry.
Yesterday. Yeah.
Very angry.
Yeah. I got it. Yeah. I've been like that myself. And I'm listening to you this morning. And we got, you know, we talked a little bit. And I said to myself, you know what? I need these 5 minutes. I go, I'm really upset. I'm not going to handle it like this. I'm going to be nice. Anyway, because I realize that what I'm seeing in this person is something that I've seen in myself and working on healing. And, you know,
sure.
Do you think that all those things are continually painful? Or is there? Do you feel like you come to a time when you're using these three tools that they don't bother you? Or you got another challenge? Because it's always about a challenge, right, in this lifetime. It's not so much
well,
having
I think
the challenge.
That as,
go
ahead,
no, I want to hear
I
this.
Mean, I think as you evolve and as you come across challenges and you do your work, they subside much more quickly.
Okay.
The challenges.
All right. So,
yeah.
Right. So before your play, for instance, your challenges may have been more easygoing, more childlike, and we thought they were like ferocious, right? You know, how they affected
right.
us. But
right.
so when you learn to handle that, then you go to a whole new level of joy,
sure.
right? And as
yeah.
well as challenges.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And when you're present, living in the moment, that God is present, that is beautiful, Noel.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel like that, how have you changed with the spiritual awakening? May I ask you that? You know, you can speak in general terms, of course, but how have
mm-hmm.
you changed? or have you changed? I feel like
I'm
you have
more,
but, you know.
I think I'm, for the most part, of course, not every day, but I'm at more peace inside myself and with my life. Yeah.
Okay.
And my journey.
You're more.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm more at peace in general.
You're more at peace in general.
Really, really taking ownership of this is my life, this is my journey, and, you know, accepting what that is, embracing what that is, being excited about what that is, even though a lot of it's unknown, and just owning that, and so not getting caught up in other people's stuff or even their projections onto me about my life. It's my life.
Right. Okay. Right. So you're like observing it rather than.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it. Yes,
okay.
I'm becoming more of an observer than so much more emotional. I used to be really emotionally driven by everything, and I'm becoming more of an observer. You're right. And that's something you and I have worked on, talked about.
Yeah, we have. Let me ask you this, okay? Because you're going through some stuff that, and the great tools, by the way, because where God is, how do you say that again? Where God is, where you are, where you are, God is. What is it?
When you are present, God is present.
When you are present, God is present. Oh, that's amazing.
Something like that. I might have to go back and listen to it again. But as you are present, God is present.
You said it before at a past show, so thank you for that too as well.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. So do you think or do you feel that God is like that with us? He's observing rather than judging? What do you think?
For sure.
That's a key question.
Totally. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
I
want to
hear
that.
That's why I mean,
yeah.
I don't want to get back into the whole problems I had with my upbringing and religious background, but in the upbringing, it felt like God was very judgmental, and I just never felt that in my heart, you know?
You always knew the truth, right?
Right.
God was observing us and helping us when we asked, correct?
Yeah.
When we're present, God is present.
We have to ask.
Okay.
That's the keys. You have to remember to ask.
Okay. When I ask, it's like, I go, hey, God, I'm here, and I'm like looking for an answer here. And I get mad at times because I don't think he's hearing me or not listening.
Yeah.
You know, do you ever feel like that? Have you ever felt like
of
that?
Course.
I've seen angels since I was
a
kid. You know. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think that's part of the lesson?
I think it's part of the lesson
for me.
It's about. In that moment, which is not easy to do, it's about maybe stopping, taking a deep breath, and then feeling some gratitude and breaking it down to one day at a time. And then, you know, just being in that, because it can be a painful moment, and just being in that painful moment. It's not easy.
Okay, so when you're in the painful moment, because you're talking about, you know, connect however it works for you through church, prayer, and yoga. When you're that,
right.
You know, yoga's great because I did that the other day. I thought I was going to die. When you connect through church, prayer, yoga, meditation, or whatever it is that you, an activity that you said that makes you present, then when you're doing that, so you're saying, okay, whatever you call God, Buddha, Allah, God, it doesn't really matter. When you say, hey, help me out here, and you don't get an immediate answer, so what do you do? Do you continue asking? Do you let it go? Because you said something a few minutes ago I thought that was really, really interesting. How do you handle that? How do you do that?
Well, I don't always do it successfully, but I think one of the things that helps me the most is take a deep breath and do something that distracts me from that specific situation, whether it be go for a walk. I mean, I try to do something that's healthy. Go for a walk,
okay.
Or reach out to a friend or take a nap or.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or something like that, correct?
Because if you sit and stew in it, you're going to drive your, if you sit and stew in it, you're going to drive yourself nuts, which I've been known
okay.
to do.
Yeah, me too. I think we all have, right? So, it's called being a spiritual being, having a human experience. So that's what you're talking about. One day at a time. Break it down to 1 hour at a time or 1 minute.
Right. right,
and that kind of thing. And so when you don't get the answer, right, I literally had to talk to myself yesterday. Go, I'm not getting this answer because, and then literally 10 minutes later, I got the answer that I was looking for. But I had to walk away. You're going to die. You are a great chef. I know you are. And so I cook something. For me, it takes forever, which would probably take you 5 minutes that I really cook something. Okay. Really, I heated it up, just so you know. In my mind, that's cooking. So I cooked something, and I was focusing on it. And I was actually thinking, I wonder how she does this, you know. And then when I let it go, then within 10 minutes, it came to me, right?
Oh,
so
my God,
that's exactly what happened. Yeah. Yeah. So you've experienced that too. But you have to totally let go rather than saying when it's going to happen, correct? That which you said in the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Wow. And that's one of the most challenging things, right, that you have that happens, correct?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think for all of us. I mean, you know, but recently, lately, especially in my world. But, I mean, it's always. But I think that's a universal challenge. It's about surrender.
Okay. Yeah.
And we as humans like control. And we as humans
we like
control.
So
there you go.
Yeah, we do. Huh. Rather observing, we like to control it, right? You know, so.
For sure.
Okay. I'm going to remember that one. That's a good one. And so when the, let me make this comment or ask this about you. Do you think that from day one, you know, when we're here, that we're always having the mirror between us and a situation, whatever that may be, people, job, it doesn't really matter. Do you think that mirror is always there? And when we're waking up is when we start to realize that? How does that come about?
Yeah.
Because that's the key here. That's
yeah,
the,
probably.
Yeah, you know.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think that
is. Okay. So then...
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the mirror.
I mean, I think that's part of if you believe that people are brought into your life for a reason, you know, I often feel like I have conversations with people for a reason. It's that probably that mirror effect.
Okay. And what are, you know, meditation, you said you've done it all, like meditation. Oh, there it is. As you are present, God is present. There it is right there. So when you have went through these tools, it's been out of most people learn by desperation, not inspiration.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Right.
For you? Okay.
Yeah. For sure.
All right. Anyway,
I mean,
we all want to be
sometimes
Gandhi,
it's both, but I think in the beginning a lot of it is desperation because you're in pain. You want to feel better.
Right. Right. So you come and you say, okay, God, help me figure this out, or angels, or whatever you believe in, right? Whoever you believe in.
Right.
Okay. That's
right.
Cool. I like that.
Yes.
And you found peace, like, through that. And where you are present, God is present. I'm going to remember that. That is, I'm reading it right now. You sent it to me, by the way. The overall theme of, you know, to all of us, to ourselves, is that we are one. Explain that to us, because I would like to.
Well, I think I think it's all about, the overarching theme is it's all about connection and feeling connected, and whether you feel connected to just one other person or to everyone in the universe. Because, I mean, it's a pretty philosophical, deep thought, but we, you know, we are all connected. We are all one on some level. And, I mean, that's, I mean, kind of the nature of God, as we all are. I mean, if you look at all the teachings and different religions, I mean, that's ultimately what it's about, is that we are all connected, and we're all connected to God. We're all connected to each other. But we don't always feel that way. But if sometimes all you need is just to feel connected to one other person, or maybe you need to feel connected to nature because that makes you feel connected to God, or maybe you need to be connected in doing some sort of activity that you love that makes you present, that makes you feel connected to yourself. I mean, I think a lot of people don't necessarily connect to themselves. And through, again, whatever works for you, meditation or prayer, or maybe it's being in a community, being at a church service, or going to a picnic at a community center. I think really ultimately it's about not only, again, connecting to each other, but connecting within yourself.
So that's the biggest connection, connecting within yourself, right? Finding that part of you that's connected to a higher power, call it higher part of you, God or whatever, correct? And
yeah, because I think that's how you connect to everybody, feel connected to everyone else too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow, I love that. That's great the way you said that. And you really feel that, don't you?
I do.
I mean,
I'm not saying I always live it. I'm not perfect. I struggle with it, but I believe it.
Yeah, right. I agree with you on that too as well. So,
and I think for people who struggle with it, I think what's helped me is I've found things that work for me to get me into those positive places. And I think that's what people need to try to find for themselves, what works for them to put them in those positive places. It might be drawing. It might be, well, I don't know. You know what I mean? It might be singing. It might be dancing. You know, everybody's different. That's the beauty of all of us.
That's a great idea, concept that you just shared, right? Because, so I know that you do things that you love to do, right? So, and you've been able to go on some exquisite trips. So is that how you started feeling the real connection? Or maybe elaborated on the connection you already have? Do you understand?
No, I elaborated on the connection I already had. Yeah. That,
okay.
For me, I elaborated on the connection. Yeah.
Okay. So it just became more and bigger, and you understood it more.
Yeah.
So
yes.
When people get in, I want to ask you this because I want people to understand this because you're explaining it so clear. When we just work and we just exist, like just working, working for money, right, and not having higher ideals, for instance, maybe, you know, helping people, however you do that. I do coaching, you know, we all do what we do, and we love what we do and do what we love. But when we just exist, living in survival mode, and survival mode means whatever that means to you, just having to work rather than enjoy your life and connecting with people. That is the key, what you're saying. Okay. That's so key because I have you ever picked up the phone and heard a family member or a friend or somebody saying, I hate my job or I hate this, and this, right? They're missing out on. Yeah. I know that if that's happening, then you say, okay, show me the way to a better place, right? And that's when you're talking about gratitude, I'm grateful for this today. You may not like the whole day, but you're grateful for this. You're also saying go into church or whatever to find your spirituality, your connection, correct? You know, as well?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Anyway, I love yoga. I went to Bikram's yoga the other day. And that was hard for me to feel connected because I was thirsty. You know, I got dehydrated. No, it's good. It was
so make sure you're hydrated before you go.
Exactly. And then, you know, and bring a gallon of water. Okay, so, you know, I always make names up, so I'll never forget a Bikram yoga. I call it Go to Hell Herman Yoga because it's hot in there.
Yeah, I can't do that intense yoga. For me, I do yin and restorative. I'm into really gentle, easy yoga. It doesn't work for me. Everyone's different.
Yeah, well, me too. I like that yoga, okay, because I went to the next class. I go, I'm not going to go this one. My friend goes, oh, come on. I go, no. But I tell you what I did feel. I felt much better. I also felt like that my body was longer. So, you know, if your body feels longer, you're more slim. So that's good. That's good. Good. I'm glad. So you've done some great things. Anything you want to leave us with? Meditation, I know, is key for you. I love meditation because I feel like that I can really connect with things with meditation.
But it's been a discipline that was a challenge for me to get into. I mean, meditation has not come easy to me. It's been a conscious decision to have it be a discipline because I have a mind. I have a mind that races. Like a lot of people, and I'm super high energy. So to get me to slow down and to meditate has been challenging. But now I'm into a discipline and a practice, and it works for me.
Yes, and you have a great meditation practice that you use, don't you? So that you should, okay. And it's like it's guided meditation, and you use it in the morning or in the evening? When do you recommend meditation?
I do both.
Okay.
I do both.
Okay.
But I also know I get into meditative states when I'm doing other things. I've mentioned this before, like when I cook when I, you know, exercise, when I ski, you know, when I scuba dive, I get into meditative states as well. It's a different type of meditation, but it's a meditative state.
It's an active meditation. I'm the same. I get you.
Correct.
So anyway.
Yeah, you're good.
So, you guys, Angel Coaches, I'm really about supporting, and I'm going to, because we're almost done. Any words of wisdom you want to leave with us before we want you back, okay? So we want to hear things
okay.
that you're doing and
okay.
your progress, okay? All right?
Okay.
So the biggest challenge that you've learned in this next phase of your spiritual awakening is the mirror, realizing it, and the three tools that you use, gratitude, God, however you view your spiritual practice, right, meditation, and what was the third one?
One day at a time.
I gotcha. You can get through anything,
yeah.
right? So when you're present,
so.
God is present. That's it. I love that. Okay. So those are the three things. And what's been one of the biggest things that you've learned is these three practices and breaking them down for us. Also remembering that the mirror is always working. We just got to stop, take a look and say, okay, I get you now, right? So that's good too as well. And being connected, that's huge. I didn't realize that. Like you said, it was great. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share with us before we close the
mm-hmm.
call?
No, I mean, I guess I probably don't even need to say it because it's obvious, but these are, you know, high vibrational things for you to do because it's very easy to go the other route and, you know, do things that aren't going to be good for you, to distract yourself, to numb things. And so these are, you know, high vibe things to make you feel good and help yourself, and which then helps everybody.
Right. And taking care of yourself,
yeah.
you're a big fan of that, right? You do that very
big
well.
Fan.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So, as I say that, I got my manicure and pedicure scheduled today. Okay, so
very important.
Once a week.
Very important.
Anyway, meditation too. You've been wonderful. Anyway, you guys, she's going through a meditation, or not a meditation, well that, but also her spiritual awakening. It is a journey, right? Not a destination.
Yeah.
That's what you feel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. So
yeah.
Can't wait to hear the next phase. And I'm asking her on the show because if I don't ask her on the show, she may not say yes. You're going to come back and talk to us, right?
I'll come back.
Okay, cool. Anyway,
all
thank
right.
you so much. I love you. You're a sweet soul, and can't wait to hear more. All right, everybody, take care.
Great.
Listen to the show, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.
Bye bye. Have a great weekend.